We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin. We are up to Sif Dalad, the top line on page 116. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, Mutter lahaniach ner shel Shabbos mi bo'od yom al gabe ilon v'yidlak shom b'Shabbos. One is allowed to place the Nero Shabbos from before Shabbos on top of a tree and have it lit there on Shabbos. So you can light your Shabbos candles before Shabbos on a tree. We're not worried that when it gets extinguished, you might take it off the tree. And it'll come out, you'll be mishtamesh b'mechuber. You're not allowed to put things on or take things off a tree on Shabbos. And therefore, one might think that you can't light your Shabbos candles on the tree because you might take it off. So Mechaber tells us, since the candle, even when it gets extinguished, is going to be muktzah, and you can't take it off anyway, so there's no chshash of you taking it off, and being mishtamish b'mechubar, and therefore it's mutter. Avol, but, says the Mechaber, ein manicha ner shel yom tov al gabi ilan, but you cannot light yontif candles on a tree, deshokel umanach lei v'nimtza mishtamish b'ilan. Because on yontif, obviously a lit candle is not muktzah, you're allowed to use it, and therefore there's a chshash, you might take the candle off the tree, and even though Midin Muktzah, you don't have a problem, but Mishtamesh B'ilan is the same problem on Yontif and Shabbos, and therefore we have this chiluk that Shabbos candles you can light on a tree, but Yontif candles you can't light on a tree. Let's see the Mishabura Sivkot on Chof, the Lekel Omechash. On Shabbos we said there is no concern that when it goes out you'll take it off. The Hakai Malon, the Nershid Liku, Bo, Ba'osra Shabbos, Asur L'Taltalo, because we hold that any candle that was lit at Shabbos is usher to move it afil l'achar shakova, even after it gets extinguished, like we'll see later in Siman Reish Ayin Tes. Sifkot on Chaf Aleph, but by Yontif we're more machmir. Rotzalomer afil l'anicho me'erev Yom Tov. You can't even leave the candle there from before Yontif. Ukid l'kama me'siman tov kuf yodalad sivov. If you look at note 43, he explains, ukefi shebir sham shebi Yom Tov atzmo hare usher l'anicho. I'll explain over there that on Yontif itself, it's also usher to place the candle on the tree. Mishum she'af hanochas haner al ha'ilon nechsheves k'shimesh bi'ilon. Whether you put the candle on the tree or take the candle off the tree, either way, it's considered using the tree on Yontif, which is not allowed. And therefore, although we're discussing over here not leaving it on from before Yontif because you can't take it off, also you can't put it on initially on Yontif as well. Once we're discussing this gzeira of not making use of a tree, why did Chazal aser it? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us later in Siman Shin Lamed Vav Sif Aleph Shechoshesu Chazal Sheyaleh Al Ha'ilan V'Yitlosh. So Shulchan Aruch says that Chazal was concerned that you'll go on the tree and break something off. Ubir HaMishabura Shon, the Mishabura explains Shechoshesu Shem Yitlosh B'Kavona Me'anofav O Olav O Peirosa V'Yeschayev Chatas. The real concern for going on a tree is that we're being mishtamish, but in any way, as we word, you might rip off something on purpose, whether it's a branch or a leaf or a fruit, and that will be an issa d'araisa, and you will be a chay v'chatos. Let's go vayter in the Mechaber Siv Hey. Mutter lichbos ka'ara al gabei haner. You're allowed to flip a plate over on top of a candle b'Shabbos, kidei shelo yechos ha'or bakora. In order that the fire should not catch onto the beam and burn your house down, you want to prevent the fire, so you would be allowed to put a kli over the fire. Let's see the Mishabura Siv Kodon Chavez. Ka'ara shel cheres, you're allowed to put a plate made of pottery. Avel shel matochos aser, but a metal plate would be aser. Ki ha mechamim ochayav mishum mavir, because when you heat up a metal plate, you're over an iser of mavir. In lo b'mokom sheyesh locho sheyovo aydei hadleiku l'idei sakonas nefashos, unless, of course, the concern here is a sakonas nefashos, they get concern that it's going to cause a fire, then mutter b'chol gavna, then, of course, it's going to be mutter in all situations. But assuming that you have a kli that can use that's made out of cheres to avoid the sakana, you should not use a kli made out of metal. Sifkadon Chav Gimel, the reason why you're putting the kli over, the Mechaber said, was Kadesh Shalo Yechas Ha'or B'Korah. Says the Mishabura, V'af Al-Gav Denotel HaKli L'Tzarech HaKorah. Even though you're only moving this kli for the purposes of saving the beam, She'en Anitelas B'Shabbos, and the beam is Muktzah on Shabbos, so you'd be moving kli A, not really for the purposes of kli A, it's to help kli B, which is not really allowed to be moved, it's Muktzah. It's still going to be okay because Kaim Long, we hold the kli nitel afilu l'tzarech dovash eno nitel. We hold that a kli that's not muktzah could be moved even if the purpose is to benefit a kli that's not able to be moved. We hold that that's mutter, like we'll see later in Siman Shin Yud Sivav. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kodach of Dalud, we said you're allowed to do it, Shalo Yechos Ha'or Bekora, V'hu Adinim Osa Bishvil Shekosha Le'enav Oro Shel Haner. By that same token, you'd be allowed to cover the fire with the kli if it's bothering your eyes, the light of the candle. Oh, inyan acher, or any other reason that you would benefit from covering the candle with the kli would be permissible. Ach yizor laniach ma'at avir ben hakli lahaner. But you have to be careful to leave some airspace between the vessel and the candle, the in lokein yichba haner. Because if you put it too close and you suffocate the candle, the candle's going to go out. That will be a problem of mechabe. And therefore, though you're allowed to put the kli on, and the ikir chiddush over here is that you're allowed to move that kli, which is not mukta, even though it's letzarech, the kora, which is mukta, to save it from getting burnt. That's allowed, but you have to do it in the way that it would not suffocate the fire in order to avoid the Isra of Mechabe. And that concludes Simen Reish Ayin Zayin. And now let's begin Simen Reish Ayin Ches. We will do the entire Simen, which is one line. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Mutter Lechabos Haner Bishvil Sheyishan HaChola Sheyeshvo Sakona. One is allowed to extinguish a candle in order that someone who is in a Sakona, a deathly ill person, will be able to sleep. Now before we see the Mishaburis here, I want to see one of the bir halachas, and that is Divrei Maskil Bishvil Sheyishon, which is seven lines up in the by the end of the bir halacha on page 116. He says, L'chora lo hayo lo litlos klal v'chola sheyesh bo sakana. Really, the Mechaber didn't have to be told of this din on the chola sheyesh bo sakana. Rak b'im ayidei minias hashena yavo lidei sakana shari. Then the kuda really that we want to express over here is, if holding back the sleep can come to a sakana, it's mutter, and if not, it's aser. It's not a din be'etzim in cholesh yesh b'sakana, it's a din in the sleep. V'chein ro'isi le'echot shekosav kein, and actually so one of the achorim that brings down the halacha that way. U'mashma shu mefarish kein divrei ha'gemara v'ashulchan aruch, and it's mashma, he's explaining the gemara v'ashulchan aruch that way. That it's not a din be'etzim in a cholesh yesh b'sakana that we're allowed to extinguish a candle so we could sleep. No, it's if the sleep is necessary to prevent the sakana, then you could extinguish the candle. Aval anias daiti l'shon ha'gemara v'ashulchan aruch hu kepshuto mamish. But says the Chavetz Chaim, in my humble opinion, the words of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch are kepshuto mamish. V'atam, the reason is mishum d'sheina yofa l'chola. Because sleep is beneficial to a sick person. Kemo shomru chazal tell us, l'kach yitiru lo ha'kviya b'shvil zeh b'stama. And therefore they were matter extinguishing the candle for a chola sheish b'sakana to sleep. The olu l'hisrapi al yidei zeh. Even if we don't necessarily know that he's going to die by not extinguishing the candle, still b'stama you could extinguish the candle because that will be beneficial to his healing. V'gam al koponim lichios chayisha yoseh b'shvil zeh. Certainly, at the very least, it will extend his life some minutes by doing this. V'gam al zeh niton Shabbos lidachos, because even to extend the life for a few moments, we're mechal Shabbos. Ubilti hashena efsher sheyichbar alav hacholi v'yestakin yoseh. And without the sleep, it's possible that the choli will get stronger and it will become a sakana. Umiyu, however, afilu b'chola she'em bo sakana, even when it comes to chola she'em bo sakana, im harofei omer sha'idei menias ha'sheine yigbar olav ha'choli yoser. If the doctor says that by not letting him sleep, the choli is going to strengthen itself, v'efshe she'ovo ha'idei zeh l'idei sakana, and it's possible it can lead to sakana, gam zeh shari, even that will be permissible. V'ashulchan aruch kamash mulon v'b'chola mesukun gam b'stam b'shari. The Shulchan aruch is coming to teach us that by a chola she'esh bo sakana, even stam it's mutter. So the Bir Halacha is just pointing out that it's not a din that he needs to sleep or he's going to die. We don't know what he needs exactly. The point is, it's a cholesh yesh b'sakana. Sleep is be'etzim beneficial to him. And therefore, we are allowed to extinguish a light for a cholesh yesh b'sakana, even though the doctor didn't say anything specifically about sleep. Sleep will just benefit him. He goes further and says, if it's a cholesh she'ein bo sakana, so there, mistama, you can't extinguish the candle, unless a doctor tells you that it could possibly get stronger the illness and lead to a sakana, so then you'd be allowed to extinguish the candle of a cholesh she'ein bo sakana as well. Let's see the Mishabu now, Sifkat and Aleph. I am Berambam Bepirish HaMishnah Shekosav. Look in the Rambam in the Pirish HaMishnah where he writes, Tidafka b'she'i efshar lahotzi hachola l'makom acher. This that we say you could go ahead and extinguish a candle on Shabbos v'chola she'esh b'sakana is only in a case where you can't take out the chola to another place where it's dark. O lahasti ha'or b'menu, or you have no way to cover the candle from him to block the light. V'rotzolomer aydei kfiyas kli al gabov. L'moshel, to put a kli over, like we just discussed. B'sof ha-simen, ayin sham. O aydei hotzol l'cheder acher. Or by moving the candle out to a different room. The ilav hachi, because if it was not the case that you couldn't do one of those things, meaning you were able to move the candle outside, b'vada yoser tov l'taltel mukza. For sure it will be better to move the candle to a different room and be metaltel mukza milavor al iser kviya than to be over this iser of extinguishing the fire. So the Mishabura is bringing down over here in Sivkatan Aleph, again from the Rambam, that this halacha of your ladder extinguish a candle of a cholosheish basakana is only if you have no other eitza, whether the other eitza would not involve isurim like moving the chola to a different room or covering the candle, or whether the other iser would be a lighter iser, and iser derabbanan or moving mukza, then you would not be allowed to extinguish it. Only if you have none of those eitzes, so then you are allowed to extinguish the candle. Sekaton beiz l'chabos haner, ukeshe yokitz acharkach, and then when the cholash yesh bo sakana awakens, mutter lidlo kaner b'shvilo, you can light the candle again for him. Ubechol zeh, in all these cases, im eino yehudi mezumun lefonav, if there's a guy available, v'evshar lasos al yodo b'li ichur, and then this malacha can get done by a guy without any delay, yase al yodo, you should let the guy do it. Simin Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Beis Bahaga. I'd like to read an interesting note over here, and that is note number 4, which is on the next page. It's a little bit lengthy, but it's kedai to go through note number 4, on that which the Mishnah Berurah says that we'll see the Ramah in Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Beis. Shom Kosav HaRamah. There the Ramah writes, Shekeinu HaMinog Hidvarav, that is the Minog, B'makum She'ein Lochol She'es Atzel. If we're not worried that the guy might be lazy and Nisrashel and his avoda of saving this Yid's life, so then the minhag is to let the guy do it. Ubishem hataz kosav ha-mishabura sham. In the name of the taz, the mishabur writes over there, she'ein ze minhag vasikin. That's not the best way to go. Eliyesh lasos es ha-malocha al-dei Yisrael. The taz says, b'dafka Yisrael should do it. Kevon she'mistaber she'yizdareiz b'davar yoser. We could assume that the Yisrael will do it with Moisrizus. V'kol she'yesh sakana vadois. And any time you have a sakana for sure, afilu ein b'chilul ha-shabbos el ha-safek ha-tzola, even if the chilul Shabbos will only involve a safek ha-tzola, kol ha-zorez ha-reza meshubach, anyone who is zealous is praised. U'besafek sakana daik v'shal jiva shevet ha-levi, medivri ha-taz. The shevet ha-levi is medaik from the taz. In the case of safek sakana, she'af she'mechalu in Shabbos ha-tzor al-zeh, even though mechalu Shabbos for safek sakana as well, Mikomakom mutter laso zos ayidei nochri kol od omid ha-yisrael al-gaba. That you would be allowed to do through a goy, as long as a Jew is standing over watching. And then he continues, ubebikuach nefesh she'em bo behilus. Sometimes you have a melacha that has to be done for bikuach nefesh, but it's not an emergency, it's not a rush. It's not like an all of a sudden, it's a planned thing. Kigon betipo kavua she'adua meirosh yitzar lasoso, some kind of standard procedure that you knew in advance that you would have to do. So there, in this thing, Kirel, it says, Shalom nechleku b'kach ha-ramah v'hataz. There is no machlokas ramah and hataz in that case. U'lekol ha-deos yesh la'asoso l'chadchil ha-aydei nachri b'pikuach Yisrael. There everyone would agree, let the guy do it. The whole tzad for the Jew to do it over the guy is because we're worried how the guy is going to do it, and it's right now, all of a sudden it came up, so the Jew should take care of it. But if it was planned in advance, then you could get a guy to do it, you could watch over him, there everyone would agree, let the guy do it. V'chein pu'ulo she'enon chelak me'atipo ha'yashir b'chola, and so too any kind of procedure that's not the direct procedure that the chola needs, it's a side thing. Kigon ksivas mamtzoi ha'machalo u'kibui ha'ner k'dei she'chola she'es v'sakana yu'chalishom. All these things, Rishon Zalman and Rav Nissim Karel say, she'tzorach l'hishtado la'asusan ayde nochri, these things should be done by a nochri. Ulamaisa kosov b'shalas v'shuv v'shevet ha-levi, Rav Azar Paskins, shelimro shalocha ki'ataz, even though the Ikra halacha is like the taz, that the Yisrael should do it, minag ha'olam ka'ramah, the minag ha'olam is to let the guy do like the Ramah says. U'kishe'efshar la'asos es ha-malocha ayde shinui, if the malocha can be done through some kind of change, which will lower the raisa through the Rabbanon, the Ramah writes, sheyesh la'asosa b'ofen zeh, you should do it in that way. V'hosev ha-mishnebura shon, the mishnebura adds over there, shehu adin kishenitan la'asosa samalocha ayde katan, so too if you have a katan do it. U'betam ha-dover kosas shom, shekevan shenitan la'asosa samalocha beheter, hainu be'isad Rabbanon, if there's a way to do the malocha in a mutadik way, meaning only in an isad Rabbanonic way, ein la'asosa be'isad, you shouldn't do it in a way that will be an isad ha-raisa. V'hosev and he adds on, shim eina choli bohul. If it's not a very pressing choli, yesh la'asos es ha-malocha b'shinui, then you should do the malocha b'shinui. Af im ayde ha-shinui yis'achar ha-dover ma'at, even though we'll get delayed a little bit, better to do it with a shinui if it's not such an emergency. We'll read one more paragraph, and then we'll go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Ukeshem mechalal Shabbos atzar pikuach nefesh aydei shinui. When one is being mechalal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh through a shinui, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says sheyesh lefarsim b'fnei hanochachim. You should advertise to those who are around you. Should beemes mutter lechal as a Shabbos afil below shinui. That really makes your idea you can be mechalal Shabbos for the chola without a shinui. If there's any concern that it might get delayed and be more of a sakana, and so too the Taz writes. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah now. So we're back in the Mishnah Berurah. We're up to Sifkatan Gimel. Sifkatan Gimel is going on that which the Mechaber said again. You're allowed to extinguish a candle so that a chola sheyesh bo sakana can sleep. Shepikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, like we'll see later in Siman Shin Chav Ches. There's one more note I'd like to see on the next page, and that's note number 5. Famous discussion, especially in Yevamos. Ubegeder din zeh, the geder of the Mechal Shabbos, v'chol shesh v'sakana. We bring that over there, the Mishnah Berurah, shenechlego ha-rishonim, it's a machlokos rishonim. Sheyesh omrim sheshabbos hutra eitzel pikuach nefesh. Some say that when it comes to pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, Shabbos is totally mutter. It's not as if there's an Isra at all. It's totally a mutter. It's hutra, as we call it. Avodas harim and Rishonim, Shabbos ain't elo dechuya eitzel pikuach nefesh. According to many Rishonim, however, Shabbos is not hutra. It's only dechuya, which means the Isra is there, but we do asay docholos, asay, we push it aside. And there's many nafkaminas. The whole discussion we had in 04, lechora, a sheduay, not sheduay, a goy, all seems to point that it's dechuya. Because when it's hutra, there's no Isra whatsoever, so it's just there's no Isra, so you can just do it. The fact that you're getting involved in the conversation, if the guy should do it, if you do it with a shinui, all those nekudos are more mashma that we're going with the tzad of dechuya. And therefore, if there's a way, eshel kaim shneim, so we try, that's only an inyan by dechuya, not by hutra. But the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sefkat and Gimel. We said, Bikuach Nefesh is docha Shabbos. Vu adinke she misyare mipnei listim shelo yavo alav. The arguhu. And who adin, when a person is afraid that listim are coming, robbers are coming, that they shouldn't come and kill him, the ain lo eitzel lahastir as taor, he has no way to hide the light. Gam ki mutter lechavos, that's also pikuach nefesh, and one would be allowed to extinguish the fire. The kasu haachronim deachronim right, the huadin bishul achola shu suffix sakana gam ki mutter lechavos. This whole din of putting out the candle is mutter also for a chola which is only in a suffix sakana. Aval bishul chola she ain bo sakana. But for some, a sick person that has no sakana, asr lechabos lekul yalma, according to everyone, it would be asr to extinguish the candle. Va'afivu la'poskim desvirlu de'ein al-kibu yechiv chatas. And even according to those poskim who say that extinguishing the candle is not an issa daraisa, mishun d'havi melocha she'en tzrich l'gufa, because l'maisa it's a melocha she'en tzrich l'gufa, the only time it would be daraisa, according to them, is when you're extinguishing a fire to get coals, but over here you just want it so it's not light, that's a melocha she'en tzrich l'gufa. And therefore, it's only an Issa Drabbanon. Afilu hachi, asr midibay sofrim, still it's asr midrabbanon. And therefore, for a cholash embo sakana, all else being equal, you would not be allowed to do an Issa Drabbanon. Ulakach nikres malacha she'ain tzarach l'gufa. Like I just explained, for the following reason, extinguishing the candle is considered a malacha she'ain tzarach l'gufa. Sherei ain tzarach l'tachlas ha-malacha. You don't need the tachas of the malacha. Ki ein tzarach lekibui bishul atzmo. You don't need the extinguishing for itself. Elishu mechabe mivnei ezinyan. You just want to extinguish it for some side reason. Kigon kidei sheishin achola, so the chola could sleep. Oshu chas al hashemen shebaner shelo yidla kulo achshav. Or you want to preserve some of the oil that's in the candle. You don't want it to all burn out now. Oshu chas al acheres haner shelo yiskalkel mivnei chozak hadlaka. Or you're worried about the kli that the fire is in, that it shouldn't get ruined by the strength of the hadlaka, so you want to extinguish it. Osha mechabe eitzim doka v'mnei shachas alayav, or you want to save the wood that's burning. Osha mechabe sadleka v'mnei shachas al mamono, or you're extinguishing the fire because you want to save your money from getting burnt. Kol zeh mikri ein tzarach l'gufa, all these reasons why you're extinguishing a fire are all called malacha she ein tzarach l'gufa. Sharei einu mechavein l'tachas ha-malacha atzma, because your kavona is not for the tachas of the malacha, which as we'll see later is to make coals. Now there is a very interesting note over here, and that is note number 22. He writes, "Achein mikach shehavara l'tzarech or ochimum nechshav melacha atzrich l'gufa." We only find by extinguishing that it's a melacha she'en atzrich l'gufa, according to many. But when it comes to making a fire, we don't see that it's considered a melacha she'en atzrich l'gufa. Even if you're making the fire for light or for heat, it's considered a melacha atzrich l'gufa. So Chiyach Agon Shlomo Zalman Orbach, so Shlomo Zalman proves from here, She'ein Tzarech She'tia Tachlis HaMelocha Lo'oso HaTzarech She'ya B'Mishkan. It's obvious from this Nakuda, says Shlomo Zalman, that you don't need the tachlis of the melacha to be like it was in the Mishkan. Sherei ha'havara sh'oisa b'mishkan no'ada l'bishul ha'samamonim. The lighting of the fire in the Mishkan was there to cook the spices, to cook the dyes. V'lo l'tzarech or ochimim. And it wasn't there for light or for fire. And if we're considering it a melacha hatzricha l'gufa, to make it for light or fire, that's because that's the ikar melacha, even though it's not identical to the reason the melacha was done in the Mishkan, that's still considered a melacha hatzricha l'gufa. Let's continue in the Mishabura. V'chein ha'dimyum b'shar melachos. The same way by Havara, we're saying for all these side reasons, it's considered melachos she'ein ha'tzricha l'gufa, which downgrades it from a daraisa to a darabonam. So too, similar things by other melachos. Kigon, for example, ha'chofer guma, one who digs a hole, v'ein tzarech ela la'afara. He doesn't really want the hole, he just wants the dirt out of the hole. He wants to use the dirt. Sha'a melacha hi aguma, the real melacha is making the hole. V'chaya b'bayas mishimbon, and if you make a hole in a house, it's an iser daraisel binyan. U'ba'asada mishim choresh, if you make the hole in the ground in the field, it's an iser daraisel plowing of choresh. V'kevan de'ein tzarech l'guma, but in this case, where you just want the dirt, you don't want the hole, have a melacha she'ein tzarech l'gufa, that's also going to be downgraded to a melacha she'ein tzarech l'gufa. V'ein locha kibu ya tzarech l'gufa, now he goes back to mechabe and says, when is mechabe considered tzarech l'gufa? There is no kibui atzarech l'gufo elokashu mechabe eitzim. Only if he's extinguishing wood, kidei lasos me'an pechamim, in order to make coals out of the wood. Da'alo zet tzarech l'gufa melacha. That's the time that you actually need the guf of the melacha. Sharei i'efshar lasos pechamim imlo sheyechabe. It's impossible to make coals unless you extinguish a fire. That's how you make coals. V'chein kashu mechabes apsil v'vnesha tzarech l'hava v'oshi ne'echaz b'ho or yofa k'she yasir yad l'kena. Or you lit a husband lit the wife's Shabbos candles a little bit to blow it out, in order that it should be easier for her to light later. So there also, you're extinguishing it for the purpose of making it easier to light afterwards, so that is a melacha atzrich l'gufa. V'chol zeh shekasavnu hu ladas har beposkim. All this that we're writing over here, that it's a melacha she'atzrich l'gufa, and therefore it's downgraded to the Rabbanon, is according to many poskim. However, the Rambam posteg the melacha she'atzrich l'gufa chayev aleha. However, the Rambam argues with all these shitas, and the Rambam holds that a melacha she'atzrich l'gufa is chayev. The afiula poskim ana, but even according to these other poskim who argue with the Rambam and say it's not an iser daraisa, still iser kviya chomer mishar iser the rabbanon. Still, the iser of extinguishing it according to them, even though it's downgraded to the rabbanon, is more chomer than other isurei the rabbanon. Kevan the yesh bo tzad chiyuv l'kulyama. Since there is a tzad chiyuv, there is a kibui that is an iser daraisa according to everyone, and therefore, even if the way you're doing it is the way of a malacha she'ina tzarech l'gufa, so it's not going to be daraisa, it's downgraded to the rabbanon, but the fact that it's connected to a daraisa in some ways makes it a more serious iser. And therefore, what we said in the very beginning of the siman in the Mishabura, we brought up from the Rambam, according to the Rambam, it's pashit. You're lining up a daraisa of extinguishing, even if it is a malacha she'ina tzarech l'gufa, keneged moving a candle, which is only the rabbanon, so of course it's better to move the candle, which is the rabbanon, than do a daraisa. But according to what we're saying now, lefi the other poskim, even if kibui is a malacha she'ina tzarech l'gufa, it's the rabbanon, still if you have a choice of extinguishing the candle, which will be an issa the rabbanon, or moving the candle, which will be an issa muktzah the rabbanon, it will be better to move the candle, because that's muktzah, has no shaychus to the daraisa, it's purely the rabbanon, as opposed to kibui, which has a source in the daraisa, because there are kibuis that are the daraisa, and therefore, even according to them, it will be better to move the candle out, be over the lighter issa the rabbanon of muktzah, and not to extinguish it and be over the issa the rabbanon according to them, which is a more chomer of mechabe. We will stop here, and in Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we will begin Simon Reish Ayin Tess.